Welcome to Keith and the Girl. I'm Keith Malley.
I'm Chemda.
You, of course, recently heard the CACA Award nominees. Today, we're calling the winners.
This is our first ever pandemic remote CATCA Award, not only nominee, but this is the time after you voted where we call the winners. And it's the first time doing it remotely. And I say that because I wonder if with the extra elements of further remote, you know, we usually call the guests and at least one guest messes up like, oh, you were going to call me 7 p.m. No, a.m. when you're still sleeping. I know you wake up at one. So now I wonder with the extra element of we're in a separate room, they're in a separate room. Will it go better or worse? Let's find out.
I remember there was a year where I said, hey, to my ex, I want to give you best girlfriend. Let me call you up. She's like, she was flattered. She was excited. I had a whole certificate printed out. And I go, let's practice the phone call from my studio. And she goes, well, just call me and I'll pick up. I'm like, I know, but I get nervous. Something's going to go wrong. Let's just practice. Keith, easy, relax. It's not that big a deal. I know how to pick up a phone call. I call her live. She didn't answer at all. Best girlfriend award, even though it has Catherine Lavery's name on it, my girlfriend has it in her room. It doesn't look like her, but she enjoys it. So here we go. We're going to see what goes right, what goes wrong, but I'm very, very, very excited.
Of course, this is in response to the CATCA nominee episode. So if this is your first episode, you have to go back and listen to that. And it's the nominations of the most ridiculous moments, the most everything moments of 2020. Very exciting.
Your one-stop shop, I'm glad you brought that up, is keithandthegirl.com/awards. And you'll see 26, counting this one, Keith and the Girl Award episodes. So Keith and the Girl began in March 7th of 2005. So that's almost 16 years of your favorite hilarious clips, angry clips, sad clips, insane clips. And every year since 2008, we've compiled the segments that you, the audience, noted as your favorite and recorded the nominations. Those episodes let you hear your favorite segments from, you know, your year's favorite guests.
I love that page, keithandthegirl.com/awards, because we are in for almost 16 years of podcasting with over 3,000 episodes. If you're starting right now, how do you catch up to sort of the idea of who we are? I mean, obviously, you could just listen from here on. But if you ever wanted to catch up to the Keith and the Girl world, this is sort of the best of summarization of what happened over the last 16 years.
So here we go. 16 years, 13 years of awards, 26 extended episodes. The annual CACA Awards can all be found at keithandthegirl.com/awards. We're going to keep it going today. First of all, a big announcement. Next week, Saturday the 30th, our Keith and the Girl marathon begins. 24 hours, 6 million guests from all over the place. You can watch and chat for free on the Keith and the Girl YouTube channel. So we'll be posting it on social media. Please share it with the party. Share the party with the rest of the world. Let everybody you know about it. It's another one of our favorite times of the year.
Absolutely. And again, this is going to be the first time that everything is remote.
Now, let's talk about what's new since we have here in America a brand new president. I can't help, Kenda, but think about Donald Trump and the memories he has given us. Without exaggeration.
I was hoping we can do this on the same day that he died, you know, like maybe like a twofer.
Right. He asked, remember they say there's no dumb questions? Well, I realized there are. He said publicly, hey, the hurricanes are coming. What if we bomb them to break them up? Wasn't a joke. Same guy saying, what if we put bleach under the skin to fight the coronavirus? None of these were jokes. You know, there's good white supremacists. None of these were jokes. You left in your legacy is a piece of border wall that Mexicans never paid for and that can be blown over by a weak wind. But what is more egregious, that or the fact that I saw during Halloween trick-or-treating in the White House, he put a candy bar on top of a Minions costume's head because he doesn't know how to relate to a human being? To me, that's the more egregious one.
I feel like his whole 4 years in office, you can have a best of. And it can go on forever. It's a what's what of how fucked up could leadership be.
And maybe you're thinking, Keith, you can pick apart anybody in 4 years. You can't. You really can't. He was at one of his rallies.
Wait, that you can pick apart anybody in 4 years
and make them look ever, like idiots.
Don't ever get married, because if that's your talent, no.
He's throwing out.
I agree with all of that stuttering.
It's crazy. Remember, he's in Puerto Rico and he's throwing the paper. These are just coming to me. He's throwing the paper towels to, because that's how you soak up a storm. That's how you soak up devastation. Bounty. They show you on TV how it really soaks things up. He was at a rally and I saw, and a kid hands him his hat, a hat with a pen to sign for the kid. This MAGA hat, the poor kid and how he was raised. The president signs the hat, throws it out into the crowd. He doesn't know people.
And these are the silly moves he made. You know, there are right. like law breaking moves that he made sure. that were, sure. you know, it's in there.
It's not against the law to stare at the eclipse. But I saw him do that.
Remember when he gassed protesters so that he can take a weird picture with a Bible in front right. of, I forget, like a church, a library.
Yeah, a church he was never in. That's right across the street. How did we know he didn't have sex with Stormy Daniels, even though we saw his signature on a check? Because she has a horse face and he would never fuck her.
This is such good logic.
It's all sarcasm. Did they hide the nuclear briefcase? They had to have a talk in the White House. Okay, it's his last day. What can he do? What can he do to fuck things up? Could he literally put trout in the walls? What can he do? And they had to discuss this. Do you know that the president had a button on his desk? This is absolutely true. That he'd press and somebody would bring him a Diet Coke, an emergency red button.
That Joe Biden had to remove that on his first day.
Joe Biden removed it. Now, I wonder, was there really some kind of start war button on the president's desk? And they said, no, tell him it was always for Diet Cokes. Like, Mr. Trump, no, President. Lincoln loved the Diet Coke once a day. So that's an emergency button for Diet Coke. Oh, Lincoln loved it? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Then give me two. There's probably a lot of tricks, I hope.
You know what? And he's so proud of himself for never drinking and never doing drugs, but he has a Diet Coke button. Even right. I can admit that's a sick human being. I used to want a Diet Coke button. So
right.
this is coming from an addict. That's not good. And you shouldn't show off about the stuff you didn't do. McDonald's eating weirdo.
Trending right now at number one, as we're recording this, I check right before the show starts, is Sandy Hook. The reason that is because there's a brand new Georgia representative, Marjorie Taylor Greene. You may have heard about her because she's a big QAnon conspiracy fan. And
QAnon.
She loves answering questions. No, she asks the questions and doesn't believe any of the answers. And she said 9/11 is an inside job.
Do you guys ever think that Keith throws in stuff like Q&A to see if I'm still listening to him? Right. That's what couples are doing at home. You know, Q&A, and your wife's like, Q&A. You know how they are.
She said all the school shootings are faked, including Sandy Hook, which people, you know, everybody seems to agree, one of the most egregious ones, because Nancy Pelosi wants to push a gun control agenda. She was voted in Georgia, representative of Georgia, for what that's worth. She was voted in, and today she publicly said, I just put in the articles of impeachment for Joe Biden. Let's see how that goes, which turnabout is fair play, right? How do you like it, Joe? So there's an article of an impeachment now out for Joe Biden. We're going to see what happens. You love throwing these impeachments out so fast, Dems.
Oh, my God. That's like going, you're dumb. No, you're dumb.
Yeah.
Good how do you talk. Like it? Oh, my God.
And I put on Wiki, I looked up Marjorie Taylor Greene. Marjorie Taylor Greene, born 1974. So same age, is an American politician, businesswoman, and conspiracy theorist.
You and could like, be that? That could be your title?
That's a title. And it has citations of all her QAnon ideas. And I'm like, okay, I guess that's legit. That's true.
Holy shit. Hey guys, trying to get certificates that you graduated some kind of university.
Yeah.
Just write it down on the internet.
Yeah. What do you want to be when you grow up? a doubter. I want to doubt facts. I want to doubt all of it. Joe Exotic from Tiger King. He, of course, hoped that he was going to be pardoned by President Trump. Joe Exotic doesn't know these pardons literally cost money. Okay. You don't have any. Joe Exotic tweeted out, "I know why I wasn't pardoned from Trump. Everybody else was. I wasn't, because I was too innocent and too gay to deserve a pardon from Trump." So he's turning on quick.
You got one of those, right?
"I only mattered to John. It only mattered to Don Jr. when he needed to." First of all, you're not too innocent. You have to admit that you're guilty to receive a pardon. Like Steve Bannon, it's like, okay, did you steal, money that you said from the American people was going to go to this border wall? And now Steve Bannon's like, "I sure fucking did. Bye." That's what you have to do. So you can't say that you're innocent. Never mind, too innocent. It only mattered to Don.
Like, I've heard you talk about job interviews where somebody goes, "What's your negative quality?"
Right.
It's like, "Oh, I'm too on time."
Yeah. No, your problem was your name is Joe and he's not a fan of Joe's. That's the big problem.
That's actually why he doesn't drink coffee. No cup of Joe.
I only mattered to Don Jr. when he needed to make a comment about me to boost his social media post.
Good morning.
Boy, were we all stupid to believe he actually stood for equal justice. His corrupt friends all come first.
Copy paste to everybody else who felt dismissed by him that you didn't know that was coming. And I'm not blaming any victims here. You're all shit.
Joe Biden has signed an executive order yesterday requiring masks where he has the authority to do so, such as federal buildings, which is good. That's important for the cameras when you see half the people in at Congress not wearing masks. It's important. Now you have to wear a mask. It's just so stupid. I saw the president and vice president giving an address with Dr. Fauci and like talking to the doctor like he's a person. Hello, Dr. Fauci. Hello, Mr. President. All right. Are we ready to do some talking? We got to go over some things. Yes, sir. Okay, great. Thanks for being here. And I'm like, what? But I saw a press conference with the new press secretary. I'm like, this is like normal talking. What?
Remember who was Donnie shaking the hands of, where he was having like a shake hand war, like not letting go and just tug of warring on their hand.
Everybody. He did it with Dr. Fauci. He did it with presidents of other countries. It's a power play. Like, look how strong I am.
That's probably in his book.
Yes.
It's like a weird peacocking.
Let's see. We're going back to join the World Health Organization. That might be important. The world's working on this virus. Can we be part of it now? Yes, now we can. Environmental regulations, joining the Paris Accord. Yes, we can do that again. Repealing the Muslim travel ban in regards to Iran, Libya, Somalia, Syria, Yemen. Yes, we can do that again. Taking the time to say we will defeat white supremacy. Yes, we get to do that again.
Busy first day.
Can you imagine? Oh, I felt lighter today. I really did. I really did.
I don't know who, but somebody yesterday on January 20th, somebody said, something like Happy New Year, or we were talking about the date and it's like January 1st. And I'm like, oh, wow, this is the first day of the year of a life for a lot of people. It just feels that way.
Right. Well, let me mention this. I started my day, skip in my step, little magic spoon. I'll tell you about that. And we'll get going. Magic Spoon is cereal for adults. It tastes as good as you remember as you were a kid, but there's no sugar. 11 grams of protein, only 3 net grams of carbs in each serving. And now you can get your very own custom variety box. Get cocoa, get fruity. Get it? Fruity what? Frosted what? You get it. They have this, their version, and it's fantastic. Cocoa, fruity, frosted, blueberry, peanut butter, cinnamon. Tastes amazing. Seems like it's too good to be true, but it's true. It's keto-friendly, gluten-free, grain-free, soy-free, low-carb, GMO-free. I happen to be a fan of, guess what? Just changed. Cocoa. I'm drooling over cocoa this morning.
Oh, and I'm over into peanut butter from cocoa.
Yeah, I got a variety box. I'll do what I want. It's a new day. Go to magicspoon.com/KATG to grab a variety pack and try it today. Be sure to use our promo code KATG at checkout to save $5 off your order. And Magic Spoon is so confident in their product that it's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money. No questions asked. That's magicspoon.com/KTG. Use the code KTG. Save $5. Thanks, Magic Spoon.
Yeah, as you're eating your Magic Spoon, you could be like, I support KATG.
Yeah.
That's great.
Not easy.
Lucky me.
Making my first phone call. You can tell right now I'm very excited. The very first category that we're going to be making is for best fight. If you remember, here are your choices. Keith versus his dad. I gave the final letter telling him we're done. Goodbye. And then he keeps trying. He's like, would you like to know about your mother's health? Goodbye. I have four siblings. I'll find out. And I'll find out more. And I'll find out the truth.
That's a tough one to beat because it's so huge to say this kind of stuff to your dad. But it was so mellow compared to how much shit you and your dad fought about.
Right. Hemda versus Billy Presida. Hemda was, they were talking about the tipping. And this got... There was a firestorm in the building. Am I right or wrong?
Yes, of course. That's what me and Billy do. It's our love language.
But I think everybody knew where this was going. Hemda versus the Goots at 65% of the votes. Ray thought he was being treated like an incel of sorts, right? Mm-hmm. And said, Hemda, just because all my friends are 8-year-old girls. It doesn't mean something. I forget what he was saying, but it was fucking heated and I didn't know if there's going to be a fist fight. I contacted our friend, the Goots, last night. Okay. I know you hear chopping on the other end of the phone, but I'm going to tell you what's going on.
It's dinner time. What are you going to do?
What are you going to do? It's dinner time. Congrats. I said, we announced our yearly Keith and the Girl nominees and you won for best fight for Hemda versus the Goots. Now, meanwhile, I tried to get Ray on Diamond Dogs and he was like, nope, I'm good. Get out of my life. So time went by and who knows? Are you around between 7 and 8 p.m. Eastern time for an on-air congratulatory phone call? He said, sure. I said, awesome. Thanks. It'll be fun. I was surprised and thrilled. Then this morning, 9:27 a.m. Hey, dude, I misread your text last night. Now, I'm thinking he's like, I didn't know it was from you.
Oh, I see.
Uh-huh. I don't know. I actually have my friend coming over at that time. Can't do it. Sorry. There's a pandemic. Can't do it. Sorry. Thanks for thinking of me. Have a good show. That's nice. Said, to be clear, it's a 5-minute phone call, so it won't take up much time. And we can do your call first if that helps. No contact at all.
He got a little nervous.
He got a little, he slept on it and thought otherwise, like, well, I don't know where this can go.
I am very aggressive.
If we have an award, I have to give it no matter what. Accepting on behalf of Ray Goots, ladies and gentlemen, Billy Presida.
Oh, hello, everyone. You said he was hanging out with a friend and I spat out my joint last night. Because I was just like, well, how old are the friends? Is Hemda going to have a problem with it? Right.
I like that you think ahead of time that I'm going to have an issue with things. Always ask, is Hemda going to have an issue with this? And then, you know, maybe double think it.
Right. First of all, let me ask you this, Billy. What are we cooking tonight?
I was about to light a joint. Does that count? I'm not sure. I was not about to cook anything.
Hey, do me a favor. I know that Xerxes is nice enough to send people text saying your call is coming up. Xerxes, if you can add on there, have them mute their phone while they're taking the weed out of their pipe against the sink. That might be good for the show. I'd appreciate that. How you doing, Billy? Thanks for accepting on behalf of Ray. You've heard Ray's clip, of course. What would you say that you think would be in his brain?
It was the talk of Facebook. It was the talk of Facebook. I had to listen.
Yeah.
Must be one of the most downloaded episodes of the year. It was very noteworthy. Dare I say new and noteworthy. No, I am pleased to be accepting this award on behalf of Ray and not myself. as the winner of this award last year, I shared how disappointed I was in myself to have won. So really for me to lose was to win. And I think that's growth and change, everybody. Hi.
Now, just so you don't have to do any work, because we appreciate you taking the time to do this, I sent you the clip of the Goots and the clip of you talking about tipping. Is there any thoughts on that while you're here? Again, no pressure. It's an honor to have you.
You know, you said to me like, oh, I'm nominated for best fight with Chemda. And I'm just like, I don't know. I re-listened. It sounds like Chemda should be nominated for the best fight. I didn't really fight at all. I think this was a one person fight where I just like nodded and calmly agreed with her kind of as much
always,
as I could.
Always. That's the thing though. You always agreed the whole time. And somehow in Chemda's mind, that's a disagreement. Maybe she could look into herself. Do you know that therapists aren't good therapists if they don't see a therapist themselves? It's something maybe she can think about.
Y'all don't have a promo code for one of those services?
You know, of course we do. Of course we do. BetterHelp.com/KATG. And Chemda does see one, but I don't know if it's taken.
You know, I don't know what to say. You know, when my mom would go to therapy when I was a kid, you know, I was like, yeah, but how does the therapist know what she does? Like, is she ratting herself out? So I guess Chemda, like, are you being honest with your therapist about how much you pick fights on podcasts? Because you are involved with two of the three nominated best fights.
That is interesting. Two thirds of the problems of the year are Chemda's.
Like 4-6 if we expand it out to the extra fight or something. I'm not good at math.
Right.
No, well, you know, I need to look at myself. And in fact, I'm going to take clips of this show and play it for my therapist because he has to listen to it. So,
yeah. I mean,
I don't know what to say.
I'm all Chemda as a friend. I come as a friend with this feedback.
Aw. Because it's weird because it feels like you're coming to fight, but that's good. I'm glad we cleared that up.
And that is the sarcasm that got Ray all excited. See how it comes full circle. So anyway, Billy, thank you so much. And I think it's safe to say I can speak for Ray to say, sorry, I'm very, very busy tonight during a pandemic, but thank you for taking the time to accept on my behalf.
Thanks, Billy. We're going to fight on the marathon next week.
Oh, great. I want to congratulate you on winning best fight with Ray. That's the way I view it. And, you know, I hope it's a good night.
Thank you.
Thank you, my friend.
What a lover. Not a fighter at all. Yeah.
All right. Have a good night.
Not anymore. Bye.
Thanks, buddy. All right. There you have it. The great Billy Procida on behalf of the even greater Ray Gutz.
I better put him early in the marathon so I'm still awake enough to fight. I forgot that last year we had best fight also. It's I don't know. I guess I don't know how to not fight with him.
And he's always surprised. When I said you were nominated, he's like, can you let me remind me what? Like, first of all, why not just go, of course? And then which time?
Well, he reheard it and he didn't fight at all. So please, right. This was my bad. And I would like to say on behalf of everybody I fought with, let's do it again.
Well, you do love it. It does keep you going. Ladies and gentlemen, our next category, best new guest. We narrowed it down, and it was hard, to your top 10 of the year. Lee Camp, Sergio Chacon.
Oh, I like that you're going to mention everybody.
Patrick Holbert and Ross Aaron Martino. Don Jameson, Karen Morrow. Benny Ocasio, Chuck Palmer, Appiah Simon, Brent Terhune. Let's give this thing a ring-a-ding-ding. Who did you like the most out of the whole year?
The person who could pronounce everybody's name on that list.
Oh, let's have the winner pronounce everybody's name.
Just for funsies.
Right?
Yeah.
Here we go. How exciting. Ladies and gentlemen, your winner. For best new guest, the fabulous Karen Morrow. Hello, Karen.
Hey, everybody. We did it, Joe. We did it. Yay.
The whole year of 2020, we had some exciting things going on. I mean, that's what the nominations are all about in general. You're everybody's favorite. How does that feel?
I'm so honored. It's kind of wild, though, because it's like, I've been listening to y'all for so long and I love you guys and adore you guys. And the next thing you know, I'm a winner. Becky, everybody voted for me. I'm so excited.
See, listen to the difference between Billy and Karen. Not to start a fight without him here. We'll continue it on the marathon or whatever.
Well, Billy was just picking up a package.
But
you know what I mean?
He said he re-listened to it and we're wrong to even nominate him. And she's like, you guys, we did it. We did it together. I know. Oh, you love me? No, 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 no. I love you.
Right.
That's yes. Karen Morrow. Hello.
Yes. I'm excited. It's an honor, y'all. Y'all, I am like, I won an award. I have a cat cut. Y'all just don't realize. I've been listening for years and I am actually an award nominee. I don't know how to behave myself.
What are you going to do today to celebrate?
You know what? We got some wine in there. I might bust a bottle open and drink it and chug it down to celebrate.
Yeah. All right. Very good. Well, it's an honor to know you. Of course, Karen, along with Rod, do a great job on last week on Keith and the Girl, the weekly wrap-up show. But we spilled the dirt of what the guests were really like, et cetera, et cetera. You're loved. Hendon and I love you. And it's an honor to report that the whole audience thinks you're the greatest in the world.
I'm so honored. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks, Karen.
Can you do me a favor? Unless you're at yes. Ray Gutz's party, can you hand the phone over to your husband, Rod? I'd like to say something about him regarding the next category.
Okay, hold on.
Ladies and gentlemen, biggest political statement of the year. Your choices were vote. Even if you know the color of what your state's going to turn to, vote and make it overly. Just make it overwhelming, the policies, you know? Kenda said, okay, you don't think, you know, are you into a certain candidate? You vote for that candidate, even if they're not going to win, you go, oh, now they know we do care about this stuff.
Legalization of weed.
For example.
That's right. Bingo boxes aplenty.
Also in biggest political statement, Joe Biden rocks Despacito. Perhaps that did help him win the election. We're here now, aren't we?
Wait, how does Despacito go again?
Despacito, when you're doing all the things, Despacito, and you got to do different things, Despacito, and a Despacito. Conservatives, I took Duolingo. Hemda was up for biggest political statement. Conservatives love rules. Does seem that way, right? When the government doesn't give you enough, you want religious ones. How can you, please tell me what to do. I need a mommy and a daddy.
Yeah, when you go home to your parents, you wear the good bra, you know, the pants with the inseam that's still intact. Right. You act conservative.
I went the government out of my life. Who are you loving? Who do you love? What? What is that? And from Diamond Dogs, the segment with my buddies Adam and Craig, Don Jr. visits Mel's in Somerset. These guys in my hometown voted for Trump again. And I'm like, if you get, then it's just racism. Because if Don Jr. was in my hometown, his head would be through a pool table in 5 seconds. That smug look. You're a winner. And I, if this wasn't voted for, I would not have put it in the running.
Oh, ladies, if it wasn't nominated? Really?
If it wasn't nominated. But I don't know. I guess music moves the soul. Joe Biden rocks Despacito featuring Rod Morrow. Rod, congratulations.
Yes, we did it finally.
Yes.
Oh my God. Oh, I'm so proud to just be a part of this moment. This is really the main reason that I, you know, wanted so much to work with you guys is to finally get me a cat gun. Okay. I've been trying since I submitted stand up years ago and it was probably terrible. I don't remember. But to finally be recognized and honored on this platform, I'm getting a little emotional, guys.
I mentioned it on the last show that somebody pointed out, a very early show you were on, where you submitted stand-up. I was going to do a show, but I wanted a listener to open up for it. I don't want to go back because I'm nervous that I might have been mean. Do you remember if I was polite or not?
When were you polite during that?
I don't remember.
Okay. Then I'm sure it's fine.
I remember.
Now I remember, and I was more than polite, and I think it was probably travel problems that didn't work out.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Actually, I remember now. You said, like, Rod, I'm picking you. I've only heard 10 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the funniest thing I've ever heard in my life. And I was like, you know what, Keith? That's all I needed.
I didn't need anything but just your recognition that it was funny. So I just appreciate that. And now to be to come this far and to win a CACA as the first ever black man from Charlotte, North Carolina to win a CACA. I mean,
that's true. Well, if you get specific, we sound like assholes.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know,
I mean, it's still
this is great.
Yeah, it's odd that it never happened before from Charlotte, but it's still good and exciting news. That's the way
we're making milestones here.
That's
okay,
right.
we're breaking the barriers, the glass ceiling, and I'm just proud to be a part of this moment. I feel like it was mostly my laughter in the background that really made that segment so good, and that's why you won, because you had me cracking up.
Do you know the lyrics to Despacito like Keith knows the lyrics?
I know the lyrics to Keith's version of Despacito.
Yeah, Despacito. Yeah.
Can I hear a little bit?
You know, Despacito. Despacito. You know, the remix.
Yeah, yeah, just kind of the same. And just, you know, Despacito means relax, and I do it kind of the opposite of that. But it's still, we all know what it is. What is that? It's, you know,
then Lil Wayne can get on the remix and be like, Despacito, bitch.
I don't know if you have plans to celebrate today, but I do know that your wife is apparently hiding a little wine somewhere. So if you get to that first, please, bon appetit. You know?
I'll definitely be searching the house for wine and checking the closet for hiding places.
Yeah. Well, you're the best. So glad you work with Keith and the girl. We appreciate it very much. Kenda?
I just got the closet joke. That was at me.
He doesn't stop.
Listen, I don't submit stand up for no reason. Dude,
if I was able to do stand up this last time, but couldn't because of the pandemic, I would have asked to open for you. What do you think of that?
You know what? I believe you, and I would have definitely accepted. And I appreciate you saying that, Keith.
Thank you. Well, God
bless
you.
Let's never listen to that clip. Let's just leave it as is.
Let's leave it as is. Thanks to both of you. You're the best.
You too, man.
All right,
love y'all.
Peace.
Oh my God, they are the best on last week, because I feel like maybe it's because they're from the South, but they say things and I'm like, I think that was an insult that I'm laughing and having such a good time with you. So I feel like they're the perfect person to wrap up our episodes, because they really get it and are able to pinpoint like who took the right turn and the left turn and whose fault it is, and keep it light and funny. So thank you, Rod and Karen from The Black Guy Who Tips. If you haven't heard their podcast, you really should. It's called The Black Guy Who Tips.
That's right. All right. Next category. We're going to ring a ding ding a winner. Most heartbreaking moment. Most heartbreaking moment.
Now, I can't believe this. We have this category a lot. You know, every year you guys even decide the category. And it's so funny that on our comedy podcast, we do get tears. And so it ends up being kind of a battle for who had the worst time on our show, basically.
Right.
Yeah. I won 1 year. And I think it always has to do with tears. And it's funny that, you know, it's a podcast, so people think if they're not sobbing openly, they think that nobody can hear it. But even with Betsy in this a recent episode, people are like, oh, well, but when she cracked, when the tear was about to come. And that's when adults are like, I'm not crying. So congratulations, you guys, for choosing a category that brings up somebody's trauma, and then we congratulate them.
I happened, by the way, I just saw this on social media, that Betsy wrote the guy, dude's name, Marcus Lemonis, the guy from The Prophet and all these other spinoffs where he helps people's businesses, ironically, right? He was the dickhead to Betsy. Betsy writes it in all caps, Marcus Lemonis. He's the one. And here's an article I saw where it turns out he's a pattern of treating people horribly.
I like that you are probably butchering his name, and I don't think anyone could correct you.
Let me tell you something. No, I looked it up.
Really?
Yeah.
Of course you did. Why would I do that? Am I trying to get best fight again?
Kemda, you were exactly right on the show when you're talking with Keith. She says, I finally had the courage to say his name after coming on your show. BetterHelp sounds great, but going on Keith and the Girl is the best therapy. I should have told my story loud and proud years ago. Instead, I hid in shame for all these years.
Never worry alone.
Never worry alone. When your listeners shared that article, something broke free inside me. This is my story to tell. I'm telling my truth and the truth. And I can say names. I should say names, because jerks who lie need to be called out, especially jerks with a lot of money and a lot of visibility. Me waiting for an apology from Marcus Lemonis, and she wrote, makes a picture of the great Bernie Sanders in his now famous pose when he's sitting at the inauguration in his winter coat and thick gloves in a nice apartment, because she's an interior designer. You know, he's like, poor Bernie. He's like, I just sat down.
I know.
Like, I couldn't even, if I'm Bernie's grandson, I couldn't even tell him why it's funny. I'm like, I don't know. Something about the leg cross, and you didn't want to be there, and you thinking, this could have been an email. To me, that is so funny. But okay, if that's what memes are now, I'll take them. I'll take these kinds of memes. All right, here we are. Most heartbreaking moment. Your choices were Her Majesty versus the Royal Horses. That is heartbreaking. That okay. Tears All me right. up. The Duke and Duchess of what? You realize Sussex still doesn't have a Duke or Duchess. I don't know how they go to work. We thought we had problems in America. Being a mom with Kyle Ocasio. She broke down talking about how hard it was to raise kids, especially her daughter right now. Benny. This is with Benny, her son. Benny honors Kobe and Gigi Bryant. So we're going to have a little fight in the house. We'll be best fight, right? The Diamond Dog hat. The man died that insisted in a creepy way he'd give a hat to Benny. And gunplay. What was gunplay? I knew when I did that title, I'm like, is that going to be a hard one to remember?
God damn it. You know, all I want to say is Billy, but I know I'm wrong. So can we leave it at that?
Well, gunplay got zero votes. So don't worry about that. Okay.
So nobody knew.
Nobody knew what it was. It's probably my fault. There we go. This wasn't even close.
It was overwhelming, right? There was a lot of votes here. And how does it feel that your family, you know, your girlfriend, her kid, you guys are dominated the heartbreaking category?
That's right.
What does that say?
Here we go.
It says that you're opening your feelings and your family around dinner.
At 67% of the votes, being a mom, ladies and gentlemen, Kyle Ocasio.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
How you doing, baby?
I'm good. I'm so glad I won the Crybaby Bitch Award. Thank you, guys. Thank you, everyone, so much.
Now, what did you feel at the end of that show? Like, good, I got it out, because I hear I'm better than BetterHelp. Or I'm a little embarrassed. I'm a comic. Comics are supposed to be tough. What did you think?
No. I was happy. It was the first thing. I was kind of glad I got it out. My initial... when I was like telling you about it, it just, a flush of emotion just came up, and I was just like, I kind of wanted to stop myself, but I was like, you know what? This feels good. I'm just going to keep going. And then I somehow made it. I remember I made a couple jokes about you, because that's what I do whenever I get sad and cry. Mm-hmm. I try to like stop myself by saying something completely distracting. Overall, it was good.
According to the audience, you were right to do that, because you won the award. I think a mix of tears and punching Keith is like a good combo for the Katkas.
So like, if I'm crying, you're crying. Here's some Keith secrets, right?
I'll give you something to cry about now.
But how supportive was the audience after? You were getting
they were great. Yeah, they were great.
I honestly thought that Keith was going to ask you how supportive he was afterwards. So you
and me.
He's a supportive in his own way. It's good. He's got his own, like, it's not a traditional sense that someone would be like, let me call him, I'm feeling down. It's more of a, like, it's an odd way, but it works. Like, he's incredibly supportive. Like, if I need to call him at 2 a.m, he will jump right out of bed. And you guys all know Keith Malley loves his sleep more than anything on this planet. He will jump up from a sleep and give me complete attention and complete support. So he's very good with that. I have to give him that.
Yeah, I know that's very true. And he loves you very much. And I know that he would absolutely do that. It's when he can't do anything about it where he probably stares, I assume. Am I getting this right? So,
oh my God, that staring is so annoying. Oh, I know.
So he'll if you go, here is exactly what I want you to do, he'll be like, this is exactly what I'm doing now for you. Eye contact, the whole nine. But if you go, I'm feeling sad, doesn't he look like he just wants to tell you, like, you're wrong about feeling sad. If there's nothing to do about it, there's no reason to feel sad. So can we get ice cream or what? I mean, Benny, of course.
I say, I gave my answer. Why are you repeating your question?
He's very old school. Like, for, you know, he's very much like, you know, the teacher that we probably grew up with was like, you know, you get what you get and you don't get upset. Like, that's kind
of his advice. Well, the other day she was sad about something. I hit her hand with a ruler. And looking back, probably not the right thing to do.
Catholic school upbringing.
Right. Well, congratulations. And you know how I feel about you. You know, don't embarrass me. But this is very
exciting. It's getting a little much. Calm down.
That was too sweet. Now, Benny's with you, I assume, right?
No, he went to play basketball, and he would love to talk to you. He told me to tell you to call him.
That I should call him?
Yeah, you should call him. That's what he said.
So let me tell you something, this fucking
guy. And he loves your VR. He loves asking when you're going to bring it back.
Let me tell you something. This motherfucker, he didn't win an award, okay? He was up for best guest. We called Karen, of course. He didn't win an award. So now I make it up so he's not bummed out, right? And I go, your mom will hand you the phone. You take it. We'll call you coolest dude, right? And he'll be excited. He goes, nah, he could call me on the basketball court.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he's been cooped up inside with remote learning, and he should be back now. But, you know, he's got to play a little. The only time they can play is at night because there's not very many people around.
How long is this show?
Dismissed. Oh, yeah. My God. Did you hear the adults going, it's an honor to be here? And this kid was like, nah.
Oh, my gosh. No, but he loves, anytime someone says, a couple people have written me really sweet things about Benny, and I show him and he just beams. Like, he feels like he's got a little community there. So he is very happy. Well, he loves the Keith and the Girl listeners.
Do me a favor. Take the time.
Except for the ones that DM him about hats. But
right. I take the time to tell Benny he literally won nothing. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. I will. I'll make sure he knows.
All right. Bye, baby.
Holy bye, guys.
Bye, Kyle.
I take this seriously.
Oh my God. I didn't know who would drop the ball this year. But he picked up the ball. No, he picked it up. He just didn't throw it to you.
Right.
You were picked last on the team.
Oh my goodness.
How old is he?
Well, he 12 turned
13. Awesome. Congratulations to you, Keith. You tried to be nice, and now no more Mr. Nice Guy.
I'm breaking all the rules. I'm like, are people going to think these awards are legit after this silliness? And I'm going to play basketball, but he can go. How are you going to go? Is that phone in your hand? I kind of want to see where he's at, but he doesn't get the honor. I never. It's always the ones you love, right?
Oh, that was the greatest. This is I nominate this moment.
Well, oh my Lord.
For most heartbreaking, because Keith just got his heart broken by a 13-year-old. Oh my God.
Yeah, he's outside. Oh. Okay.
They're cell phones.
Yeah. Nah, he's playing a game right now. Okay. For the Olympics, I guess. Nah. Just a couple jerk off friends. Ah, okay. Like friends that he planned this to get? No, pick up game, whoever's there. Oh. Okay.
Okay. So
betterhelp.com. I'm going there today. HELP. We really do like BetterHelp. Kemda uses it all the time. I have friends that are using it and our fans. Keith and the girl will help give you a little discount too. BetterHelp.com/KTG. That's better HELP. Better HELP. Join the over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. In fact, so many people are using BetterHelp that they're recruiting additional counselors in all 50 states. Do you know how many Christmas gifts I gave Benny? Multiple. Is the answer. Multiple. Now, That's all you're getting from the new dad.
But he got you something good too, right?
No. Last year I got a pack of four chapsticks from CVS. I didn't get anything this year. Now that I think about it. Great question. Anyway, special offer for Keith and Girl listeners. Get 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/KTG. Maybe I'll virtually see you there. Who knows?
Guys, you got to get help. This is a weird time. And if you're feeling, you know, kind of low grade depressed or on, you know, if you're feeling a little anxious when you normally wouldn't, there is something in the air, literally. So get right. some help. betterhelp.com/KATG. It's at your fingertips. It's in your phone that you're already looking at. So talk to someone who's a professional.
All right, here we go. Next category. Most romantic moment.
Shout out to Xerxes.
Most romantic moment. Time is up for next year already. That's what happens. The year just started. You try to get it in now. Your choices were Paul Hooper's Other Two Wheels. He, of course, was talking about, I just want to have a three-way on one of these apps. Do something dirty. And apparently you have to make lunch with them and get to know them. And what are your religious things before we all fuck you in the ass?
Split the mortgage.
It's not so easy. The attraction of Marilyn Monroe is under most romantic. Va-va-va-voom. What is that, the attraction? We cover that.
That's very funny. I like our generation. They're like, well, I remember back in the day, they were fine with heavy women. Look at Marilyn Monroe. And I think all the women just simultaneously, but like in a voice to themselves, because we didn't want to admit this. I think like, wait, that's still what we're calling fat. I think you're doing the same thing.
So Rubenesque, that Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah, look, in this one, she's lifting weights and girls didn't do that.
Well, yeah. Right. Her and Ruth Bader Ginsburg were lifting weights. The 16 women fantasy love kumite with Joe DeVito when he made the bracket system of 16 girls that he knew that could be a good life mate. Kind of pointed out, I don't know 16 people I can have a normal conversation with.
But this is the best Netflix special. Can somebody please? This has to be a movie. A guy is down on his luck in the dating department, because we all are, right? We have these options that are very uncomfortable. We are of this age and we have made some friends. And then the turnaround is, hey, maybe I already met my match.
Right. And being awake for Sports Illustrated, I saw it at Kyle's gym. A Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue, and I'm looking through it, and I'm like, who is buying this? It's just porn. And that made it to most romantic moment. But your winner is at 41% of the votes. Another little landslide. 41% of the votes for most romantic moment. It's the 16 women fantasy love kumite. Ladies and gentlemen, Joe DeVito.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. How are you, Joe? Congratulations, first of all.
What an honor.
I remember, speaking of Kyle, I remember after Kyle heard this show, she was angry at me that we were too mean to you. And I had to remind her that you're a grown adult, not to call you out, but older than us.
And she made the list, and that's uncomfortable.
And she was still on the list. You know, we were dating, Joe, but I put her at number 16, Keith. Still, it was on. But I said, you know, we didn't read his diary. He brought up that he's doing this bracket system. I think Joe's going to be okay. And look how time goes by, and here we are. Congratulations.
Wow. Wow. It really hits you in the feelings, doesn't it?
It does. And I was talking about how this could be a movie. And I think we should call it Met My Match, because it's a friend, you know, like your matchmaker, met my match. You already met the woman of your dreams. Now you just got to break it down. Or we can call it Break It Down, but that's too sassy for the brand.
So you were on, I know it's the beginning. It was the beginning of the pandemic. I remember where I was talking to you.
Yeah.
So let's say it's 10, 11 months ago. How'd the bracket results go?
Well, I did go out with the winner of the kumite, of the blood sport.
Okay. Now, looking back, did you know that was going to be the winner the whole time?
Well, I don't know if I'd say that, but she definitely was a high quality woman, as they say. It didn't work out. I don't know if I want to give the spoiler alert right there.
Well, the thing is last time we spoke to you, you had been on one or two dates with her, but we weren't sure if she knew that she was on a date with you. Am I getting that right?
Yeah, that sounds about right. It did not seem like it was going to happen, but I was glad that I focused my attention. What did happen, this will interest you folks,
yes,
is that another woman who did not know she was on in the bracket, she listened to the show and she messaged me, and she was kind of pissed because she knew that she didn't win.
Oh, wow. That's great. Does that earn you a wild card?
See, I don't know, because how do you say to someone like, well, don't feel bad. You know, you made the top five. Like, I don't think any woman wants to hear that.
How did that phone call end? I'll buy you a sundae.
It was messaging. It wasn't on the phone. Thank God. That would have been even worse. She said she listened to it. She said she wished me luck because she knew who I was talking about. And she said that.
Ooh, that's not a good wishing luck. That's like instead of break a leg, you say Macbeth. That's not a good one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So she said, I wish you luck. And she said that she got tired of waiting for me to ask her out again.
You blew it.
I did.
Where was she about in the list, would you say?
Top five.
Actually, I believe she was the number three seed, but she got upset in the divisional round.
That could happen, right? You were saying that the other day. Yeah. That could happen. That's
what? There's a three seed? What is football?
Not only is the seed, it's more basketball based time, but not only is the, you know, you'd put number one would be the, you know, the one he's most into, number 16 least into, but when he starts crunching numbers, because basically this is math, the 16 could overtake the one if things go south on some weird thing. You know, I had a betting site on it. I made about $2,000 off of you. So thank you.
You did.
Yeah.
You did like a DraftKings based off my dating.
Yeah.
So who are you dating right now?
I don't date anybody. There's a goddamn plague going on.
Right. Is that the greatest that you could say that?
Look, I've really been using this time to work on myself.
I'm reading King Lear 2 and I'm looking at myself. And well,
I have actually made improvements here so that I think when the world emerges from this, I will be better positioned than ever to welcome a lucky lady into my life. I've purchased furniture. I have furniture now. So I've really made an upgrade in that department.
Ladies, do you see what we're working with now?
And now they know how to work on their brackets and be like, furniture? That's a five out of five.
Yes, that is on our list. There's furniture. There's feeding yourself. There's knowing how to turn on and off the internet. And there is knowing to dial 911 and when.
And when is important.
It's all good. It's a new bed, a new frame, a new couch. I even put up Christmas lights.
And nobody tell them the date. It's nice.
Just in time.
Yeah.
I haven't taken it down yet. But
no, of course not. You're waiting for the right person.
Well, Joe, congratulations. Don't worry. Was it Kyle that introduced you to us? Because if so, that's the real reason I'm in love with her. You're a joy. The whole world adores you. And congratulations on winning most romantic moment.
Well, thank you, guys. You know that I'm a romantic at heart. So this really means a lot to me. And I wish you guys the best. And, you know, if anybody can think of any other possible formats, perhaps arm wrestling, duels, anything where you think would be more appropriate for the women. This is what I have noticed. I have noticed that this past week or two, I'm getting a lot of messages from women I haven't spoken to in years telling me, oh, I always had the biggest crush on you. So I can't think of a better sign that the world is about to end than that.
Well, I mean, you got to know there's a new season. So new brackets are forming. Everybody's trying to get into the what do you call it? Playoffs. What's happening?
You look it up. It's the seventh seal. Too many people like Joe. You don't think, I get nervous. People just say that because it's a pandemic. Like, oh, I wish. I'm like, well, yeah, well.
You know what that reminds me of? Do you remember Howard Stern? He was married for a long time to, you know, his college sweetheart. And it was very romantic in this very weird way. And then, but when like women that he thought were hot came into the studio, he's like, oh, I wish I wasn't married. What I would do to you. What I would do to, can't even begin to think about it. Then he got divorced. And then like, what's her name? Carmen Electra. Carmen Electra came in and he had been pulling that shit with her for years, you know, like, oh my goodness. And she's like, I'm going to come sit on your lap, Howard. And he was mortified. He was, it was so uncomfortable. And that's when I realized like, oh, that was his shield. It was his shield. Right. He actually enjoyed just talking about it to that line, knowing that like, he really is into being, I think he's a monogamous person. I think he likes being monogamous. I think he likes the comfort of being with someone, but he had a shield that go, ah, they'll ball and chain, but you would get it good from me. The love, the sex, the gifts. Oh, sit on my lap. What I would, I can't even. And he can't even. So it's just somehow, Joe, you're just like Howard Stern.
Well, here's what's going to happen. We have a new administration.
I am.
We are getting a handle on the virus, and we're going to see what's true and what's not. I'm excited.
I would hope so. You know, just because I'm just, you know, I'm looking at my selling point, and once the pandemic's over, I look forward to telling women, "Hey, look, it's just the herpes now."
You know what women like when later, all of a sudden, you call them and you go, "You said."
Also, you can now. There's like a 20 something move where it's like, "Well, I don't have a couch, so we have to sit on my bed when we talk when we're at my place." Now you have to like, you know, have a move where it's like, oh, let's move into the bedroom or something. Cause now you have a separate couch and a bed.
Do you?
I think my move probably would have been, it's past 10 PM. I'm getting very tired. So if you want to do it, we've got a 15 minute window. I'll be on the bed anyway.
Right. Who's got
He's already, that's it. You just got nominated for 2021 Most Romantic Cat Go Award. Oh, these lines. You write a book, Joe.
It's the dynasty we're building here.
Joe, congratulations. Thanks again.
Thanks a lot, guys. All right. See you soon.
Talk to you soon. How sweet. Good for him. Good for him.
Wow. You know, somebody who makes a dude who makes a bracket with female friends that have been nice to him, you just want to hate him. And then he gets on a call. It's like, all right.
Right.
You know what? I don't know. There's like some really cool shit here.
I wasn't with Kyle. I'm telling you right now. No, well, what's done is done, right? I already committed. All right, here we go. Next category. Most ridiculous moment. Here are your choices. Lori Loughlin readies herself for prison.
So good. Yeah. So good. Just the thought of that is my most ridiculous thought.
Keith's sense of direction.
And then you hear things like that.
Oscar, the 2020 version.
That's super fun.
April Fool's during a pandemic.
That should just be outlawed. You know, like you should be arrested during a pandemic. You decide it's the ha-ha funnies to be like, psych, that's not real. Well, nothing's real. Right. Okay. We live in The Walking Dead. Please, no jokes.
That, of course,
we laugh for real or not at all.
As with the great Danny Vega, he said, "Hey, am I the asshole? Here's a story." And I said, "You're a big piece of shit, this guy." And then he said, "Actually, it's me." And I'm like, "I don't know if we can still be friends now that you know I really thought you're a piece of shit." Kenda the firebug was up for most ridiculous moment. Setting fires in her bathroom for fun.
Oh, yeah. That is fun, though. I always think I'm going to get over it. And then I watch that fire and it is magical. Shout out to Xerxes again.
Shout out to the, you know, fire department. And then mom shoots wood. My mom firing a gun to kill a groundhog outside through a window. And it ended up being a log. Luckily,
that is
not
so like precious.
A baby that made their way from the neighbor's house.
So. You know how like, okay, so you're writing The Daddy Mails the Book, right?
Yes.
If it was a movie, you'd see the credits. And then after the credits, there'd be a little story. How do you do that in book form? And the after the credit story is your mom shooting at a log. We're going to, I got to think about how to do that because it's too much. It's too much for me.
Let's call up the winner, shall we? Most ridiculous moment. And again, A lot of close, a lot of tough nominees. For Key Sense of Direction, here she is, Carrie Gravenson. Carrie.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Carrie was having an honor. Please go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt. It's your day.
I wrote a whole speech.
Please, yes.
It's a great honor. I can't believe how much money I'm winning in this award. Did you want to say something before I call you out?
Well, you were very, let's just leave it at congratulations. You were very shocked, flabbergasted, in fact, at how I can't find my way around this world, can't find my way in buildings. And now that some months have gone by, I would like to know if you, Carrie, have personally found yourself lost and thought about me and owing me an apology. Has this happened to have happened?
I am actually going to ask you for an apology.
Oh,
so when I got nominated, I listened to the episode of nominations to see who I was up against.
Yes.
And I re-listened to that segment and I realized something about airports, that if you open a door with your hand, you're in the wrong place. There's no doors in airports.
Okay. All right. That's a life hack. All right. Let me write that down. Okay.
Also, you then said after the clip aired that my phone once ran out of battery.
That happened.
It did not.
Your phone.
Oh, it did not.
What happened? We were on the phone. You ran out of battery. I said, "See, it happens." You said yours happens more, and I said, "That's not the point, bitch."
No. No, no.
What am I referring to?
Okay, so we had a bet about, you're like, my phone runs out of batteries all the time.
Yeah.
Because they just do. Like, that's a phone thing.
Right.
That, like, that just happens. And I was like, no, I plug mine in when I'm home. And then when I leave, it has plenty of battery power.
Yeah.
And you were like, nobody does that. And I was like, I do that.
Mm-hmm.
And you were like, your phone's going to run out of batteries this week. I guarantee it.
Right.
And I was like, let's make it interesting. So we made a bet about whether or not my phone would run out of batteries that week.
So far, by the way, not to interrupt, but it checks out whenever, like, in the dialogue, Keith's line is, I bet it will, guaranteed. Keith throws the guarantee in there. Yeah. That's his stamp. And so what happened? Did it die?
Are you saying nothing happened? Nothing happened. I'm making up a time that your battery died. Your mistake.
Yes. Unless there was a time that my battery got super low when we were on a camping trip, but I think that doesn't count because you're like in the woods.
Right.
And like everybody's phone dies, but it never happened in an urban setting.
This is not true. Because you went out of your way to say how normally you do, but you were stuck at work longer than usual. And you called me right back because you had your cord ready.
Can I just interrupt this to give a message to Billy Persida? No worries on 2021. They got this for best fight. We're good.
This happened. So I bet it happens all the time. And you tell yourself, well, it usually doesn't happen, so I won't add that. We were in our poker group. We were in our carry.
My honor.
We were in our poker group.
Reputation.
And you were like, I'm never late. I don't know why people are late to things. And somebody goes, you're never late. Well, sometimes. So I guarantee if you were filling out a test, you would mark down you were never late. But you're late sometimes.
Guarantee. All right. Mark your bingo boxes.
Oh, my God. This isn't over yet. This isn't over, Mally.
But with that said, congratulations.
Thank you. What do I get? Do I get like a trophy?
We don't give trophies to liar. Bye. Okay. So that's Carrie. And what an honor to talk to her again. And her phone absolutely did die. Why would I remember that? I was dancing.
You didn't hang up, music. Her phone just died.
Her phone died just now. I didn't do that.
Oh my God, Keith, your next person just texted that they're at 9%. So
okay. Let's get it going, right? Okay. This is best rant.
That's great. And it's best rant. So we're going to need some battery life. This person likes to yap.
Right.
So I do think somebody should nominate that for best fight, so me and Billy can be off the hook for a year. Although I do look forward to fights with Billy. It's just, you ever get like a fun math problem? Oh yeah, people answer those stupid math problems on Facebook all the time. That's why I fight with Billy. That challenge of you guys trying to do math when you're 20 years out of high school and you just want to make sure that you're still able to use your brain. Right. That's me and Billy. Boom. I just explained it both to myself and to you. I feel so good.
Final category of the day. Best rant. Your choices were George Floyd, bad police, and unrelatable family. Chris Mathers, and what can I say? Matthews, isn't it? God damn it.
That's okay. What can you say? The name Kemda's, right?
Kemda's lesson for dads.
Get out of your daughter's vagina.
And Ken's vegetarian burger, a.k.a. you are gonna take it. Let's dial this person up. Who won best rant of the year? Well, this, of course, is when we were talking about Ken's vegetarian burger, a.k.a. you are going to take it. Ladies and gentlemen, my brother, Ken Malley.
Woo!
Congrats.
Thank you. Thank you. That was the cheers behind me. I had a whole crowd ready for this event.
We followed. That's why you couldn't plug in your phone.
Right. They were very draining.
Oh, you got cymbals there too. Nice.
Don't worry. I won't be here all night.
Now, I played that section for Ken. He, of course, wasn't necessarily part of the clip, but seeing what happened to him with his vegetarian sandwich got me riled up. And I played it for him afterwards. And I think I represented you pretty well. Is that true or false?
I think you did. I love the fact that I get the credit for this rant when it wasn't my rant. But in fact, I think it would have been my rant if I was the one in front of the microphone.
Listen, I don't know which one of you is talking. So honestly, it doesn't matter.
38% of the votes. They pass off this sandwich, try to act like it's a thing. And then audience members would say, well, I know this place, not what I would get, but maybe it's not what anyone would get. And that's why we're living in a shit world, and it's not an
exception. Each his own.
Right.
Maybe some people like a soggy bun with 2-week-old lettuce and a tomato.
Yeah. Ken, let me ask you this. Was Keith Malley this version of Keith Malley that we know when you guys were kids? Was he just this like kind of calm person who all of a sudden you hear all of his thoughts within 1 or 2 minutes in a day?
I don't remember much about that time.
Perfect. It's That's kind why of a you blur. Sound more grounded. He's still getting angry. So you don't remember because he's I guess he's like your big brother. There's like an age difference. So you didn't get the...
It was. By the time I was in high school where I would have known what was going on, he was already gone.
Mm. Do you blame him for being gone?
Always, for literally everything, quite frankly.
Ah, the baby boy. That's what my brother does too.
If you want to hear more about Ken, and you do, make sure you listen to our show, Daddy Issues, in your VIP program. There's a whole nother catfishing saga and even more. And I'm so proud of this show. And when we do our dad impressions, it's going to wig you the fuck out.
Can we get one? Because I can we get like one phrase where one of you think of the phrase and then like you guys have to finish it together. Let's see if we can do that.
Well, let me say this. Dad, you got a vegetarian. You said this is a vegetarian patty and they literally gave you a pickle and the ugly part of lettuce. How did that make you feel?
If you wanted to have a sandwich that was a Gardein burger on a bun, then maybe you should have expressed to the teller that this is what you want. If one doesn't tell someone their desires, you can hardly expect them to be fulfilled.
Oh, yep. it's always on us, yeah.
It is always on us. We have learned very well and very often that whatever happened, you caused it.
Yes.
Even begin.
The teachers would say, today Keith in school, and he's like, I knew it. Oh, he didn't even finish yet.
Got an A on his paper. Plagiarized, I'm sure.
Right. Wow.
Yeah, I'm so proud of Daddy Issues. How was your day today, Ken?
It was amazing. I was just like a high-low thing. So I don't know if you've heard, but I got an award today. Just throwing that up there. Right. I don't know if you have something comparable or not.
Well, me and Ken talk usually almost every day, and I just, since we're on the phone now, I just want to kind of get it out of the way. All right, go charge your phone. I don't want you to be stranded, but congratulations, and it was an honor, and I mean this, right? It was an honor to represent you.
Thanks so much.
All right, take care. There you go, my brother Ken. 7 years younger, by the way.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So that's at least the amount of time it takes for your younger brother to not give a shit.
Say that again.
So like when he's 10, you're 17, he's just kind of coming online, not on the internet online, but like into the world.
Exactly.
And by then you're leaving.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, my parents had Ken in the house themselves, gave birth in their bedroom with the door closed. And I don't really remember much of that. I remember something was going on in that bedroom. That's like all I knew. So yeah.
Did you hear your mom yelling or anything?
No. No, but then, you know, I'm 7, and so I'm probably self-centered, right? I'm in second grade. Maybe I'm not really thinking about it.
Yeah, but you'd hear, like, yelling and murderous sounds, you know what I mean? Like, what's Daddy doing to Mommy, or is Mommy in pain or crying or something?
I bet he had, because this means they didn't have an epidermal or anything, right? Epidural. Mm-hmm. And, well, who knows? I don't know what they have in the country. But my dad would probably covered her mouth and saying, don't embarrass me in front of the kids. You know, who knows? All right, there you go. Thank you, everybody, for participating in the awards. Thank you for nominating. Thank you for voting. We appreciate it.
We have a new thread for the 2021 nominees. Oh, yeah. So if you hear a clip that you like this year, just go to the forums, keithandthegirl.com/forums, put it in there so we could put it in this year's 2021 nominees.
There you have it. I was going to say, people are asking, how's Bianca Brady? Speaking of this last year, she, of course, is getting a bone marrow transplant. She had cancer, leukemia, right? And so she has like a little diary that you're able to read. I found it and I'm putting it up. Fuck her.
her mother's keeping track. She's going to have to be in the hospital for a while. So this is a way to keep up with her story.
She gave us permission to share online. Go to caringbridge.org, caringbridge.org, type in Bianca Brady, and you'll be able to follow in real time what's going on over there. Okay. All right. That's it. Thank you guys very, very much. Have a great weekend. KeithandTheGirl.com.